Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
And he said Deshaun had some talent. Now, can you get that back out of him?
Mm-hmm.
You know who Mike sounds. What Mike sounds like to me, and you know, you've cultivated a great relationship with him, and he's a regular guest on our show, and I thank you for that because he's phenomenal. And I listen to that guy, and it's you try and ask competent football questions and just tee him up, and get him going in a direction, and then he takes it from there.
Absolutely.
I loved his comment about you'd be stunned at how bad the coaching is in the NFL for the quarterback position. He said teams don't know how to coach the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
And he said Andy Reid does and Ben Johnson does. And
Kevin O'Connell, too.
And Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yep. And Mike McDaniel, now with the Chargers, as the offensive coordinator.
I want to watch that offense this year so bad.
Could be. Look out for Omarion Hampton. He's going to be in that Miami offense that ran the ball so well.
Not to mention a guy that no receiver can overthrow his arm. Buckle in for Mike McDaniel.
Here's where Mike Martz, though, looks at Shador. And, Mike's different. Mike knows how to coach quarterbacks. He looks at Shador and thinks something. And then looks at Deshaun and thinks, can you get that back? He had an eighth-round draft choice in Trent Green.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't their eighth-round draft choice, but he was an eighth-round draft choice when he had him. And he would have been the starting quarterback there, and then he got hurt, like last preseason game. And they put in this young guy that had to because he was the backup named Kurt Warner. And nobody knew who Kurt was. And Mike Martz knew how to coach quarterbacks. And guess what happens? Trent Green ended up becoming good.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
And had a fine career. But Kurt Warner goes to the Hall of Fame. And then a sixth-round pick in Mark Bulger. And Mike said, you get quarterbacks, they come from everywhere. And he mentioned Ryan Fitzpatrick, who they drafted in St. Louis when he was there. And he didn't have success early on in his career because he was learning. And then he ends up in Buffalo as a starter and ended up with a bunch of different teams and was very competent. Mike trusts his ability to coach a quarterback. That's why he looks at Shador Sanders and sees upside. And what he said about, Mike's been a longtime offensive coach. He knows people. Said Shador never called a play. Never had to do anything except throw it to the open guy. Well, he had Travis Hunter,
mm-hmm.
who wins a Heisman Trophy. That helps. So if Mike Martz were the quarterback coach here or the offensive coordinator, and nothing against anybody who is because I'm not comparing, but I think Mike would be gung-ho, and he'd be enthusiastic because this is a challenge. I think this kid has some things I can work with.
I agree. I mean, I see where Mike Martz would look at a Shador Sanders and say, this is ground zero.
Yep, where can I take this?
But more than anything else, he needs time. I know he needs time. I can try to do everything I can to protect this kid from getting onto the field because he needs time.
Mike basically said put him on the bench this year.
Right. He said redshirt him. He said treat him like a redshirt sophomore.
Yep.
I'm not against that idea.
Which is what they did with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Exactly. You know? But that's it. That's also in a world where you can drop a Super Bowl ring on a table, and it kind of can quiet a lot of arguments when it comes to, we just drafted this guy, you need to play this guy, we just drafted this guy, you need to play this guy, this guy's struggling, this needs to get out there. Clank! Oh, okay, sorry. You're right. Like, it's really, really easy when you can drop that ring on the table.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
And all of a sudden, everybody goes, oh, yeah, that's right. Greatest show on turf.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Like, it's the problem you're going to run into with this, because, again, I think you should start Shador. I think you should let him go through all of the lumps that need to be. I think you should cater the offense to him. You should build the offense to him. And on top of that, add more as time goes on and he gets more fluid. Then you can expand it more and more and more and more. Almost treat it like you got training wheels on him. That's what I would do. I don't know why they're not doing that and why they're playing the Deshaun Watson game. And I don't understand it. And I know you could say to me...
But Mike just said... When a quarterback had it, can you bring it back out? He sounded, and again, he's a guy who did this for a living.
Right.
He sounded like, ooh, what a challenge that would be.
It sounds like Todd Monken. Sounds the same way Todd Monken approaches it.
Well, and that's kind of the point, you know, Dano? He likes Todd. He's always thought Todd's done a good job.
Yeah.
Todd's, you know, I still think Todd knows exactly who he wants to start, and I think that that's who he will start. Don't ask me who that is. But Todd has to think that, doesn't he? It's like, hey, wait a minute. Deshaun was really good. I can get that out of him. Or Shador has some potential, but he's so raw. I can get him there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to look at this as just an unbelievable challenge.
But we're starting to hit the point where the challenge needs to be successful. Like, you need to advance the challenge. We're getting to the point where you can't have this world where you're going, well, maybe it's this guy, but then maybe it's this guy. And we're sitting here doing the horse race thing.
You're right.
And it's like, we're done. You can't horse race this any longer.
Well, what did Mike say? Competitions are terrible.
Exactly.
He said they don't work. He said, pick a guy and go.
I think that the two things that stood out to me with Mike Martz is that exact phrase. Competitions are terrible. Pick a guy and go. And everything he said about developing wide receivers are the two things that would stay with me if I'm the Browns.
And developing quarterbacks, in my estimation. So there were three points that I just thought, bingo, that's
right.
Gold.
Right. And so that's where this thing is, because the longer you take this, the more the bottom can fall out of it, because you haven't developed a playbook long enough or specific enough.
You know, I wonder, do you have the talent here that could get coached up in a league where Mike just said you don't coach up quarterbacks? And when I asked him about 2027, I was real curious to hear what he would say about that, you know, with that draft. And again, he immediately to me went to, I'm a quarterback coach. I know how to coach these guys. He said, get one of them so you don't have to draft a quarterback. I thought, I love that. I do. I love that. You know?
Yeah.
Forget it. don't the draft one. We just developed one. If the Browns, boy, that to me though, that would be such a gamble. If based on 1 year, let's say it's Deshaun. He comes back and plays real well. You want to bank on that moving forward and signing him up again? Shadur has a really, really good year. Young guy, really good year. You want to bank on continued development, or do you want to take what you got to figure, Dan, Browns could end up in the top 10 on their own
mm-hmm.
without having to move up any further.
Absolutely.
And if they're in the top 10 record-wise and you want to move up higher, you have assets to do that. And so that is a huge decision that Andrew Berry is going to have to make come draft time next year.
I would love to be in that uncomfortable of a position because that means something went right.
That's very true. Yeah, it went very right this
year. I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.